in big boxes or bags. You can get them in large bags, white bags.
Yeah.
Or you get them in a large box. You can get a 50-pound or 100-pound bag of flour. They used to come a long time ago. All that stuff used to come in sacks. But now they come in these, I think that's why they call them flour sacks a long time ago. Because
yeah.
They used to come in an unbleached cotton is what it is called now. It's called unbleached cotton. But they used to be flour sacks. And you could get flour, sugar, rice, grits, and cornmeal, and 100-pound bags of flour.
Yeah.
You know, sacks.
What would you call the amount of meal that you would take to the corn at one, the corn that you would take to the mill to be ground?
Like a 100-pound bag? Oh.
Yeah. You wouldn't take a whole wagon load, you just take a...
No, if they're going to take it to a mill, it depends. If it's a company, I guess they would take a wagon load.
Yeah.
But if it's just one or two a person or a family, for instance, if I have some meal and I want to have it ground and I go to the mill, or I take one big bag, like a 100-pound sack.
Okay. Well, when you were working out in the fields, I mean working out in the yard, your mother needed some wood for the stove and she'd say, oh, bring me in a...
Some wood?
Bring me in a what?
She would say, bring in an arm of wood.
Yeah.
And we'd bring in an arm of wood.
Yeah.
And we'd all go out and get it. Or she wanted some kindling, she'd say, bring me a bundle of kindling. Because the kindling was tied in little bundles. And she'd say, bring me a couple of bundles of kindling in.
Yeah.
Or she would say, bring me a bucket of stone coal. We had they had a name for the stone coal bucket. It's called a scuttle.
Scuttle.
A scuttle was a bucket that's a stone coal. You carry the stone coal in the scuttle.
Yeah.
It had like a mouth to it. That when it was made round, with a little mouth to it, that when you pour the coal out, it would slide through this little mouth like.
Really?
And it's called a scuttle, a coal scuttle.
Huh.
I could draw you one, but I just hardly explain it.
Okay. Well, I think I've seen them before.
They still have some around.
Yeah, they're really something.
Yeah. But it was easy to pour the coal into the fireplace.
Yeah.
You know, you would have to get your hand all black, because that stuff is black. Ooh, your hand would get so black. Well, it's always greased in our hair. Mama kept Vaseline for us to grease, because you'd always get all black with that stone coal. And when that stuff would get into the ground of your skin, it was hard to get out. But we used it.
Yeah. Okay, now, when you're carrying, you're washing out to the line, you carry them in a what? In a clothes?
In a tub? No, a laundry basket.
Right.
We had a straw laundry basket. Big straw basket. We also used that basket when our babies was born. Use it for a bed. Put a pillow in it and use it for a little bed for them.
Really? A pillow?
You take one pillow and put it in your big laundry basket and lay the baby in there. And take lay close to the wall on two chairs and you have your a hook like you put a clothesline up, hook your mosquito ball in there and drop it down over the baby.
Okay. Now, if you had a wagon, do you remember back when y'all used to have wagons here?
We had a wagon and a buggy. Because my grandfather used to raise houses. You know what jacks is? He used to carry his jacks, what you raise houses with. And he carried them on a wagon. He had a horse named Bob. And he used to pull this big wagon with four wheels and put all his jacks on this wagon and pull it. But when we used to go out for a ride, we went out in a buggy. He had a little buggy with a little seat in the back. And we'd go buggy riding. He couldn't carry but four people at the time. Him and my grandmother in the front, and he'd take two of the kids in the back. And each time, we all had our turns to go. I always liked to go on Sunday, because we'd go showcase out. On school days, you couldn't see much. I had fun on Sunday. That was my day for
Saturday. You go showcase.
Showcase shopping, you call it.